Hello, everybody. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J. For today's topic, we are going to be covering the rock band Dokken. They are a heavy metal slash hard rock band that originated in Los Angeles, California in 1978. They were mainly popular in the 1980s, and during that time, they only released four albums, believe it or not, during their 80s heyday. Okay, so, let's see. The original lineup consisted of Don Dokken, Jeff Monanteros, Greg Leon, and Mick Brown. Let's see, Don Dokken is the lead singer, Mick Brown was on drums, and Greg Leon was on guitar, and Jeff Monanteros was on. That's on. Jeff Monanteros was on. Jeff Monanteros was on bass. Anyway, the original lineup soon dissipated in the year 1980. And a new lineup consisted of Don Dokken on lead vocals, George Lynch on lead guitar, Jeff Pilson on bass, and Mick Brown on drums. Don Dokken and Mick Brown were the only two members that were from the original lineup that stayed. Today I am going to be playing music from these four albums from the 80s. Breaking the Chains, which came out in 1983, Tooth and Nail, which came out in 1984 with singles such as Just Got Lucky and Alone Again, Under Lock and Key, and Back for the Attack, which came out in 1987 and had a single on it called Dream Warriors, which, for a lot of you Wes Craven fans out there, was featured in the third A Nightmare on Elm Street movie. A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors. So, first up, I am going to be playing Burning Like a Flame off of their album Back for the Attack, which also consists of the single Dream Warriors that I just mentioned. So sit back and just listen to the music right here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J. We are going to be playing some of the best rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Here we go. I ask for hope and a chance. You gave the key to your heart. And that was Burning Like a Flame by Dokken. So, I'm just going to talk a little bit about the band's history for a few minutes before playing their next song. As I said before, they formed in Los Angeles, California in 1978. From 1978 to 1983, it was the band's early years. They were playing at club shows in the Los Angeles area, and they were billed as Airborne, but they had to change the band name to Dokken because another band with the same name had already acquired a record deal, believe it or not. In 1981, Don Dokken flew to Germany to sing background vocals on the upcoming Scorpions album Blackout in order to assist the band's vocalist Klaus Meinl, who was suffering from a vocal ailment. The Scorpions are one of my favorite music groups. You may know their hit Rock You Like a Hurricane, which was released in 1984 and was used in... it's appeared in a lot of pop culture here in the United States and even around the world. Let's see. In the year 1983, their album Breaking the Chains was released. And during the time, they were doing an arena tour in the United States, and they were supporting the band The Blue Oyster Cult and would open for them. However, when the tour was over, the band was left with little money, and they nearly dropped from the record label due to the album's lack of success, which actually surprises me because, well, honestly, I think that that is a really good album, and I think it was completely underrated. Breaking the Chains, which I'm going to play later this evening, is a great song. I love it. I have it on my iPod, and it just gets me pumped every time I hear it. Anyway, our next song is going to be Dream Warriors, which, like I said, was on the soundtrack for the movie A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors by Wes Craven. I'm not sure if anyone out there has seen the film. I haven't. I have yet to see the series. But let me tell you something. For classic horror that was released in the 80s from people like John Carpenter and Wes Craven, gotta admit, they look pretty good. So anyway, here is the next song from their 1987 album, Back for the Attack, and on the soundtrack for Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors. Here's Dream Warriors by Dokken, right here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Thank you. And that was Dream Warriors by Dokken. I was just browsing the web today, and you are not going to believe what I found. Apparently, William Shatner is making another recording, and it's him either speaking it or singing. I honestly really couldn't tell, but it was either him speaking it or singing Iron Man by Black Sabbath. I'm like, this old guy is... he's singing heavy metal? Seriously? I honestly find it very hard to believe, my friends. Very hard to believe. I mean, an old guy singing heavy metal. That, to me, that is just... to me, that's just virtually impossible. I mean, it's not like old guys can't rock out, don't get me wrong, but still. Don't... words, to me, honestly cannot describe it. Well, let's see. For my next song, I am going to be playing Breaking the Chains, which was off their first... album of the same name, Breaking the Chains, which was released in 1983. It was when the band was still starting out, still... they weren't really popular yet. If I'd lived at the time, though, I definitely would have been listening to them because they, in my opinion, are such an awesome band that deserves a lot more credit when credit is due. All right. Here is our next song right now, Breaking the Chains, right here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J, playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Okay, sit down and enjoy the music, people, because we are gonna be playing it right now. And that was Breaking the Chains by Dokken. I love that song so much. Anyway, I'm going to be talking a little more right now about their commercial success from 1983 to 1989. During this time in the 1980s, not only did Dokken come out with some great hits, but they also opened for such bands such as Judas Priest, AC/DC, Aerosmith, and Dio, among others. In 1986, a documentary called Heavy Metal Parking Lot, which was about concert goers before a Dokken and Judas Priest concert, was filmed and released. I've never heard of it, nor have I ever seen it, but let me tell you something, I would not mind. Following a successful tour with the Scorpions, a German rock band, Dokken returned to the studio in December of 1986 to record the song I played recently, Dream Warriors, which, like I said before, was on the soundtrack for A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors. The track brought the band to the attention of many UK hard rock fans from the British Isles, and the single was released on the 10th of February in 1987. And the album, Back for the Attack, was made 6 months after the single was released, which contained the singles Burning Like a Flame, which I played earlier, Heaven Sent, and Kiss of Death. And that album was the band's most successful release, and it even reached number 13 on the U.S. charts. It also included a remixed version of the single Dream Warriors and an accompanying music video which featured the members of the band interacting with the film's characters, such as Freddy Krueger. You should actually see that music video. You can find it on YouTube. I like it. I really do like it. They defeat him with the power of rock and roll, my friends. Anyway, it has almost been half an hour. I am going to be looking in at CNN.com right now. Looks like we have a pretty interesting story. This is what I like to call the Funk It Up news block. Okay, so according to CNN, the White House on Wednesday dismissed an Iranian threat to deploy warships near the U.S. coast. And military experts said that Iran lacks the naval capacity to do so. Honestly, I didn't even know that Iran, or Iran as many people call it. I really need to start calling it that because I've heard that that is actually the correct pronunciation. I didn't even know they had a navy. I do know that they had a nuclear weapons program, still do, but I mean, that scares me a little, but I had no idea that they have a navy. I had no idea that they had a navy. Yikes. Oh, well, at least they're not going to be a threat, according to the White House. According to Pentagon spokesman George Little, he echoed, Jay Carney's point, saying that Iran has the right to send vessels into international waters, but whether they can truly protect naval power beyond this region is another question. Jay Carney said that we don't take these statements seriously, given that they do not reflect at all Iran's naval capabilities. Seriously, Iran has a navy? I mean, honestly, that surprises me because according to the maps I've seen, the only bodies of water that are major that I think they are around are, they are near the Persian Gulf, I know that, but and I suppose they can get ships out into the Persian Gulf, which do eventually get into the Indian Ocean, but still, they do not sound like that much of a threat. I can believe the White House on this one. So, I am going to get to another sad point, though, just shifting back to today's topic on the heavy metal / hard rock group, Dokken. In 1989, the band broke up due to many creative and personal differences between Don Dokken and lead guitarist George Lynch. During this split, Lynch and Mick Brown formed the band Lynch Mob and recorded two albums, Wicked Sensation in 1990 and their self-titled album Lynch Mob in 1992. I don't have any music by Lynch Mob, but I will be more than happy to play you some more music from Dokken. My next hit by Dokken, though it was not a single, it is a live performance in Berlin in the early 80s. It is called Paris is Burning, and it is off their first album, Breaking the Chains. I'm going to be playing it next for you, so just sit back, relax, and enjoy the music right here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J. We are playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And I just want to give a big shout out to all of my listeners out there. And I hope you like the show. Okay, here we go. Rock on. Throw some devil horns. Here we go. Let's do this. And that was Paris is Burning by Dokken. I love that guitar solo at the beginning by George Lynch. It is killer. Literally. Okay, maybe figuratively, because, well, honestly, I don't know of a guitar solo that could kill anybody. Though, if there is one, well, let me just say, that would be epic. Tragic, but epic, all the same. So, a little more about the band. They reformed in 1993, after releasing their album Up From the Ashes in 1990. During that time, Don Dokken wrote another solo album in the year 1983, titled Dysfunctional. The album was recorded and produced in Don's studio. However, when an agent, John Kalidner, wanted to sign him for the album, he suggested that George Lynch be brought back into the band so that the album could be marketed as a Dokken album. Yes! He is going to be bringing back one of the greatest guitarists of all time, in my opinion. And this way, it would not be another Don Dokken solo effort. Despite the fact that the tension between Lynch and Don Dokken was the cause of the band's 1988 split, the two agreed to put their problems behind them for the time being. The band officially reunited in 1995 along with Mick Brown and Jeff Pilson, personally my favorite lineup of the group. With Lynch's rewriting and re-recording the guitar solos on the album, which were originally conceived by Don, Dokken was signed with Columbia Records after leaving Elektra Records, and the album managed to sell over 300,000 copies despite the decline in popularity of similar bands during this time. At this time, heavy metal bands, hard rock bands, and glam metal bands and hair metal bands, all those kinds of bands, they were unfortunately starting to decline in popularity in the United States during the 90s. Now, don't get me wrong, they were still around. If I was older at the time, I was born in 91, but if I was older at the time, I definitely would have still been listening to those groups. But at the time in the 90s, other bands were becoming more popular, such as Red Hot Chili Peppers, Nirvana. Alternative rock and grunge rock were really starting to become the more popular styles of rock and roll in the 90s. Now, don't get me wrong, but I think that alternative rock and grunge rock are great genres, and I do like Nirvana, and I like the Red Hot Chili Peppers, but for a rock fan like me, if I had been like a teenager or a young adult at the time, I would have been pretty sad. Because today, in the 2000s, I am personally not a fan of the music that is being played these days. I think that the years 1970 to the year 2000, I honestly think, personally, to me, those were the best years for music. 2000 onward, I just thought it just went way downhill. It just collapsed to me. I mean, Justin Bieber, Rebecca Black, come on, man, get real. Well, anyway, back to Dokken. During the tour, which was supporting the album Dysfunctional, unfortunately, old tensions between George and Don had resurfaced, and the band began to split apart once again. During a Columbia promotion for the new album, in which the band was scheduled to play live on 120 radio stations, Lynch unexpectedly left the studio and refused to re-enter. The record company was forced to air the rehearsal tape that had been recorded earlier, and 4 days later, the label dropped Dokken, and presumably because of this and other similar incidents involving Lynch's behavior. The album One Live Night, a live acoustic album that was released in 1996 by a new label, CMC, and was followed by Shadow Life in 1997, Don Dokken was dissatisfied with Shadow Life, the album in which George Lynch took total control and even went as far as to replace the original Dokken logo on the album. If you look it up online, you can see the original logo. I think it's been brought back, but Still, I can't believe he went as far as to just banish, if that's the right word, the original logo. Because it's a pretty neat-looking logo. I mean, if you've seen, like, the AC/DC logo or the Metallica logo, the Dokken logo is it's pretty kick-ass. So anyway, Don alleges that George intended to destroy the band with this album, reciting the following quote from Lynch in an interview. "This is the perfect record. This is going to be the end of Dokken, and that is what I want to. And that is what I wanted to accomplish." Ugh, George, buddy, I like you, dude, but that seems a little selfish. I mean, I honestly believe that you were the band's best guitarist. I've heard you before on YouTube and on my iPod. If you're listening right now, you were a great guitarist, and you know, you still are, but you just let it go all downhill, dude. Ugh. I'm sorry, but I think that's the truth. All right, enough talk from me. I am going to be playing another song by Dokken. Just Got Lucky off of the 1984 album Tooth and Nail. It was probably the most successful track on the album other than the ballad Alone Again. So I am going to be playing it for you all right here, right now on radio.dominican.edu. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. Once again, here's Just Got Lucky by Dokken, right here on radio.dominican.edu. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the music.
was making love to you. Such wasted time. Maybe I love you still. I'll get you off my mind. You were just you.
And that was Just Got Lucky by Dokken. Really good song. I gotta tell you something though, part of the music video was actually filmed near an active volcano. And at the time, George Lynch, when he was playing near the caldera, that's you know, the place where all the lava comes out, his boots actually started to melt during one of the guitar solos of that song while they were filming. I can't believe that they actually went to an active volcano to shoot the music video for Just Got Lucky. That is craziness. Craziness. Anyway, in about 10 minutes, we are going to be having The Blackout by featuring J-Lit and Special K here on radio.dominican.edu. But before that, I think I have time to play just one more song before I leave. All right. So my next song is going to be Into the Fire, which was off of their album Tooth and Nail as well, which was released in 1984. For a not-so-successful album, I gotta admit, Breaking the Chains and Tooth and Nail, both of those albums have some really kick-ass songs on the track listing. I'm not going to lie to you. For all you hard rock fans out there, listen to the albums. They are awesome. All right. I'm going to be playing Into the Fire next, so just sit back and relax and listen to the music right here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J, playing some of your favorite rock hits from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. All right, here we go. Oh, and P.S., long live Dokken. All right, let's funk it up. Or as a Canadian would say this following phrase, let's check this oot. All right, here we go. And that was Into the Fire by Dokken. That is a great song. Well, we're almost out of time, and as much as I hate to say it, there was one other song that I really wanted to play for you guys, but I don't think I'm going to have the time. It's Alone Again off of their album Tooth and Nail as well, but I don't think I'm going to have the time to do that. So anyway, up next we have The Blackout with J-Lit and Special K. They are going to be talking about some pretty awesome stuff. That's all I can say. I don't want to spoil it for anyone out there. You can catch my show again next week from 5 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday, right here on radio.dominican.edu. This is Funk It Up with Dr. J signing off, wishing you a good rest of the week. Try to stay hydrated. It is still pretty warm out there. I know that fall's coming, but I'm concerned for my listeners, so just be sure you stay warm. No, not warm. Be sure to stay hydrated. And if you're going to the pool or to the beach, be sure to apply at least SPF 50. So I am signing off. I'm going to be switching to the regular music here on the station. Who am I kidding? What I was playing was regular music as well. So I am signing off, and I'm going to be handing the mic over to J-Lit and Special K of The Blackout in a few minutes. So I'll catch y'all later. Peace. Right here on radio.dominican.edu. It's Funk It Up with Dr. J. Every Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. His temple was his cage. He looked upon his work, and he had it his way. Yeah, I will not be changed, my friend, he's there.